Back to the Pacific Rim, as the cleanup begins in Japan, troops deployed. There's a state of emergency in Japan because one of the nuclear power plants affected by the devastation has not been able to be cooled down. We were joined earlier this morning by the BBC's Cindy Su from Taipei, Taiwan. I asked Cindy what she saw as the wave moved in there.
Well, basically, so far, there's no damages. And the tsunami that was supposed to be hitting coastal areas in Taiwan should have hit already based on the estimated time of arrival. And the experts are saying that perhaps the reason why there has been no major big wave seen in Taiwan is because of just the structure of the seabed near Taiwan, the island of Taiwan, and that there is actually a trench, like a ditch, right before you get into the Taiwan mainland. So they're saying that could have protected Taiwan. But so the next question I asked them is, well, now where is this tsunami heading? Is it going toward Hawaii, towards the Pacific Island areas? And they're saying, they're not sure which direction it is yet. Basically, they said when you have a tsunami, it's like dropping something into a tub of water. The water can splash everywhere. But how strong the waves are depends on the structure of the seabed.
Well, you've got so many variables there. And, this is the kind of thing that people in the Pacific live under threat of all the time, both the magnitude of a tsunami like this, but also the unpredictability. It can gain energy, it can lose energy. And as you say, the topography underneath the ocean can affect how that wave actually hits. Just describe just the sense of living in Asia, in the Pacific, and when this kind of a headline emerges, how do you feel?
Well, it's pretty scary. I mean, it's you see all the destruction happening in other places like New Zealand and Chile and Australia, and you have to just wonder, when is it going to be your turn? and Taiwan is in the Pacific Ring of Fire. It has a lot of earthquakes, and in fact, some days I get text messages from the Central Weather Bureau, of 3 to 4 earthquakes, sometimes to 10 earthquakes a day, but most of them are very minor and there's no damage. So there is actually a sense of complacency because people are so used to earthquakes happening. There's a sense that, if it happens, it happens. What can you do? Very few people here buy earthquake insurance. I'm from California. I'm used to earthquakes, and I started putting water, near my bed. I'm thinking about getting a whistle as well. And people just laugh at me. They think, what good would that do? I was even thinking about getting my husband to try to walk down the stairs, in our building in the dark, because I understand that, you need to. Well, I mean, that's for fires, but, I'm thinking all kinds of precautionary measures. But a lot of people here do not actually think that way.
Well, Cindy, this kind of event is exactly what people were hoping to perhaps be better prepared for this time since the tsunami off the coast of Indonesia in 2004. I'm wondering if you have seen perhaps, or people have noticed a different response, perhaps a earlier warning that would show that changes have been made since that deadly tsunami several years ago.
Well, there is indeed heightened awareness. That's why shortly after the earthquake in Japan today, there was already a tsunami warning issued in Taiwan, even though they had no idea how big the waves would be and how strong the tsunami would be. So definitely there's measures taken to prevent damages and loss of lives and lessons learned from the disasters that have happened in this region in recent years. I'm just talking like ordinary people, though. You don't actually see a lot of that happening.
The mentality of precaution there on the Pacific Rim, the BBC's Cindy Su from Taipei, Taiwan.